Hi, it's Letticy, and you're listening to Colorful Radio.
What you like.
So there's no points for guessing or telling anyone, but I have a beautiful lady in front of me. My job is so special. Letticy, hi, welcome.
Hi, Calvin, how are you?
I'm very, very, very good indeed, darling.
Look at that smile.
It is a wonder to have you here as well.
Oh,
honestly,
thank you.
I've been following your music. Never met you, but I've been following your music for years, as you can tell. But yeah. All the albums
that you've ever
recorded, I've got everything. We're here to talk about your new album. But please take me on. You know, give an insight to the listeners who don't know about Letticy, about where you started from, how it began for you to get here.
Yeah, I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, but raised in Oakland, California.
Right.
And it was there in the Bay Area that I started to hone my craft. I sang opera, pop, R&B, and everything, and I decided...
Excuse me. Did you say opera?
Yes, I love opera.
You sing opera?
Yes, but not today.
Not today. No. That's a different thing.
But definitely, yes. I studied opera for 4 years at UC Berkeley's Young Musicians Program.
Fantastic. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's
I just,
okay.
Opera, I thought, my God.
Yes.
Please, do carry on.
I love opera. But yeah, and I put out my first independent CD, Soul Singer, and then... a follow-up to that, which was more jazzy, Feeling Orange but Sometimes Blue. And then I got discouraged, wanted to quit the business, moved to New York, slept on the floor, ended up getting a call from Rex Rideout asking me to sing My Sensitivity for a Luther Vandross tribute. Verb gained interest because that CD, that song blew up. And
I remember that. I've got that song as well.
Yes.
I forgot that song. I should have brought that today as well. Yeah, it was on that tribute album.
Yes, the tribute album.
Yeah,
and then I went ahead and Verb wanted to sign me, but I wasn't ready. Then they signed. I finally signed a year and a half later and came Lost and Found. And after that was Turn Me Loose.
Yeah.
And they both received 2 Grammy nominations.
I'm not surprised.
And these now I'm on Pieces of Me.
Fantastic albums. We're playing Joy, which is a great, I love this, with the suitcases.
Yes.
I love that cover. Isn't that brilliant? Of course, whether you know or not, in London, we have this kind of a rare groove thing. You've probably heard about it, that you know, we love old music, we're possessed by old music. But we also like that kind of what we call the early morning ride sound.
Yeah.
Okay? This song of yours is enormous. Let me tell you, whether you know or not, this song is enormous. Absolutely enormous in London. And it's always played around, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock when everyone's a bit tired. And you get on this and it gives them this rejuvenated sense of, I don't know, energy. I love it. Can we just hear this?
Yeah.
What in God's name inspired you to do such a beautiful piece of music? Oh, even now the hairs stand up on my arm and stuff. What? All over. We were just talking off mic that it's a universal song. They love it everywhere.
Yeah, women love that song. The men as well. But the women get so upset. They tweet and Facebook, why did you sing my song?
Yeah.
It's their song.
It's their song, isn't it?
Yes, in the morning.
That's it. So how did it come about?
You know, in the morning I just wrote about, gosh, you know, women always think, will the guy be there when they wake up, you know? Or, you know, I've been calling you all night and I want you to come home and I want to wake up to you.
In the morning.
That whole feeling, relationship feeling.
It's a relationship feeling. It is a universal feeling as well. So how long did this album take you to complete?
That took me probably 3 years.
Wow.
Because I wasn't ready to come back into the business. But,
And when you, say, I hope you don't mind, but when you say you were disillusioned with the business, like we all get, believe me, I spent 18 years at a radio station.
So you understand.
And they just got on my nerves. So I thought, see ya. yeah, I really did. No time to waste. But you know, what? How do you see the music? What made you so disillusioned with within the?
Well, it was mainly I didn't understand imagery. I didn't understand presence.
Right.
But I knew I had a talent.
Yeah.
But that wasn't enough. You need. You need to visually be something.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that. I do now.
Didn't used to be like that, though, did it?
No, it didn't.
It didn't used to be like that.
It was about just the voice long time ago.
I think so. Because I saw some guys with some outfits on stage. I was thinking, wow. Wow. You could have done better than that, bruv. But you know, we didn't go there to see their choice of suit or dress or whatever. It was all about the... But of course,
but now everything is visual.
It's about imagery, isn't
it? Yeah, and I didn't have
that. Your image is lovely, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Very Nubian. Sister.
Yes, I love celebrating myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Indeed.
But that's my name.
Yeah. So let's go now from this album.
Lost and Found.
Lost and Found.
Yes.
Lost and Found to Turn Me Loose. I'm going to play one of my favorites.
Okay.
I hope you don't mind.
I'm listening.
All right. Just have a listen.
Y'all ready to get lifted?
Let us see. Special guest. We're here, of course, to talk about the new album, which you have on general release in the UK. And I know it's been out in the States for a while because this is my old battered copy that I got from... I saw this from... I was like, is that Let Us See? I said, right, give me that. I've got to have that. And he gave it to me. And there's a couple of songs on here that really are blowing up at the moment. One of which is the song with Jaheim. We'll play that in just a little while. But what I want to play first and ask you a couple of questions about is that song, Shut Up. Now, being the kind of lady that I assume you are, seeing from your character and your well-being, you don't mince your words.
No.
We all get on.
I do not.
We're going to get on just fine, me and you. I'll tell you. Right, so... So tell me about Shut Up. What is that?
I'm sorry. I keep laughing. It's funny. No, I wrote that song. Mike City had given me a track, and I had it for months. Mm. And someone cut me off, and I was thinking, wow, life, people cut you off. You can either let them cut you off, or you can keep going.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about all the people that said, you'll never be anything. You'll never be the part. You don't look, you don't have that certain look and all this, all that stuff. And I was thinking, wow, I wish I could have told them, shut up. And so that's my venting song, I guess, in a nice way, because I'm not cussing on there, thank God.
So all of you said literacy wouldn't come to anything. This is for all y'all.
Exactly. Don't kill me.
Stupid people. You just shut up. Talking yet again off air, Lettice, about once you record the songs and the album comes out, that's it, you're done with it.
Yes, I don't listen again. I probably listened one time, like probably a month ago, I heard it.
You heard it.
And I was like, wow, this is good. And then to hear it again when I'm being interviewed, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Love the mix of that.
Great, it is. And she's hearing the, just like a normal punter, you're so real, honestly. Instead of just playing your all your own CDs at home and stuff.
Yeah.
So what do you listen to when you're at home?
Well, you know, I've been listening to Beyonce, Abby Lincoln, Miles. I go all over the place.
Right. So
Willie Nelson and tabla music.
Very wild.
Just all over.
Very wide. Yeah. Very wide selection. Okay. And this album, Pieces of Me, how long was this in the making for?
I didn't. That took about maybe 8 months. Mm. Not very long. I already knew what I wanted to do, and Rex was with me on the whole journey. He's an executive producer on it. And we just, he kept saying, Letticy, what's you? What's Letticy Radio? Who are you? We know you can sing. Mm. We know how you look. But who are you? Be more intimate with your audience, your listeners. Mm. And so that was easy. I was like, okay, let's talk about love and wanting love, learning love, celebrating myself, everything. So here's the different sides of Letticy.
Of Letticy. And what other things? Music away, what else do you do?
I am now finishing a book that I'm writing. I have a book deal with Time Warner in the States, and it's like a memoir, inspirational book. Mm-hmm. I'm also doing a lot of philanthropy work, and for performing arts, and I'm a SF governor, San Francisco governor for the Grammys, and just being more active in my community and in the performing arts. I want to see this, I managed to make it on scholarships and people donating time and money. So, my mom couldn't afford the lessons that I had.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving back to community.
That's wonderful. People tend to forget where they come from
once they get
to where they're going. But neither do I, my dear. I'm as real as the first day, as I'm sure you can tell, absolutely. First single from the album is going to be the title track, right?
Yes, it's been Pieces of Me in the States. Mm-hmm. And now it's Stay Together, too. So when you look at my face, you gotta know that I'm made of everything, love and pain. These are the pieces of me. Hi, it's Letticy, and you're listening to Colorful Radio.